It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad to be with you. You know those model cars that we sometimes use at the beginning and end of our TV visits? Well, I thought I'd bring some with me today. So many people have asked me about them. Here's a little one. It's our little station wagon. But look at this one. This is a model school bus. I wanted you to see that school bus today. I have a model house and a model school in the kitchen. So let's just take them out there. Hi, fish. This is a little play school, and this is a little playhouse. You know, a car has wheels, and so does a school bus. The school bus has places for people to sit and a place for the driver to sit with a steering wheel. And so does a car. And both things take people places and bring them back to places. Yeah. And the school has rooms. Even has a bathroom. Has a kitchen. Another schoolroom there. Just like houses have rooms, bathrooms, kitchens. Some of our young friends are going to be starting school for the first time this year, and that's why I wanted to have this school and this school bus to show you. You know, going to school is like discovering a whole new place. In fact, each time you go back, you have the chance of discovering something else, something you didn't know before. We have a real school in our neighborhood, and I know the kindergarten teacher there. Her name is Mrs. Hartman. She told me that I could bring you over there to see it. So I'll just call her to see if this is a good time to come. May I speak with Mrs. Hartman, please? She's been teaching kindergarten a good many years, so she knows a lot about... Hello, Mrs. Hartman. It's Fred Rogers. Yes, I wondered if this might be a good time to come to see the kindergarten. Oh, well, the first grade we can save for another time. Very good. Thanks. We'll be over in just a little bit. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. She said this was a good time to come. So let's just go over to the neighborhood school. I can show you more about kindergarten. Come along. Well, this is the neighborhood school, so we might as well just go right in.
I'm so glad you could come to see our kindergarten.
Well, thank you for showing us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And Tracy, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Mrs. Hartman.
Well, hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Good. Thanks for agreeing to show us the kindergarten.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come. I'm sorry you can't go to first grade today, but they're having a meeting in there, so maybe tomorrow.
Sure, we'll do that tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, this is a beautiful school.
Isn't it pretty? We're very proud of it.
You must be. It's fairly new, isn't it?
Yes, it's just 7 years old.
Boy, is this big.
Yes, it is big. But after a while, when it fills up with children, And they get used to it. It doesn't really seem that big at all. It's more like another home for them. This is where the boys and girls hang their jackets and their coats. In the winter, they put their boots down there.
It's like a closet.
It is a closet, just like they have at home.
There's lots like it at home.
And here we have the kindergarten.
Oh, this is what I want to see. What a colorful room.
Isn't this nice?
Oh, there's so much to see all at once, Mrs. Hartman.
Yes, there is.
Little chair.
And little tables. Everything's just the right size for the boys and girls that come here.
There's a big rocking chair there.
That's my chair. Would you like to try it?
Sure. I'm glad to sit in your chair. That's a nice pillow.
Yes, my mother made that just for kindergarten.
She did. Soft.
This is where I read the stories and tell stories to the boys and girls.
And what do they do? Just sit all around?
They sit all around, either on the rocking chairs or on the floor.
Lots of books.
Well, there's many, many books.
Here's one about wheels.
That's one of the favorites.
70 things that move on wheels.
Did you realize there were that many things on wheels?
No, I really didn't. Lots to learn. Mrs. Hartman, when the children come at first, are they always excited and happy?
Well, most of them are, but I'm afraid they're not all happy. Some of them are rather sad.
Mm-hmm. Do they cry?
Some of them do.
And what do you do when the children cry?
Well, I try to comfort them just like I comforted my own little girl when she cried her first day of school.
So you're not only a teacher, but a mother.
Oh, yes, I've got four children. Mm.
Do the children in your class ever call you mother?
Yes, they do. They call me grandmother, too, sometimes.
Oh. Well, they're mighty fortunate to have you as their teacher.
Well, thank you. I enjoy teaching. There's just so many things to do, to look at, to say, and to learn. Just like this block I'm sitting on.
Is that something that you use for teaching?
Yes, that's a learning block. Would you like to put it up on the table?
Sure. That's a zipper there.
That's right. They learn how to zip. They all have coats and jackets that have zippers, but most of them don't know how to use that zipper, and that helps them.
I use zippers a lot.
Yes, I know.
And this is for tying, I guess.
Right. All the boys and girls have shoes at some time or another that have shoelaces, but they don't usually know how to tie them, so this helps them.
Took me a long time to learn how to tie.
Do you know the little girl and her mother that were leaving the building just as you came in?
I did see.
Well, that little girl's coming to school in a few days, and her mother said she had just bought her a new pair of shoes, but they were slip-ons because she didn't know how to buckle. That's what this is for.
I see.
And I'm going to make sure she knows how to buckle before she leaves kindergarten.
So buckling is something else that you learn in kindergarten.
Oh, yes, one of the many things.
I like these things. They turn, and then you pull it out like that. So much to know. What about these?
Well, these are name tags. The boys and girls wear these around their neck for the first few weeks of school, and then I can learn their name. They learn my name quickly because there's only one of me, but there's many of them.
Uh-huh. And you have construction paper.
And crayons and puzzles. We have many things to do in kindergarten.
Puzzles. I used to like to do puzzles when I came to school.
They're fun. Do you know what this is back here?
It looks like a little kitchen.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's our housekeeping area. We've got a cupboard and a sink and a refrigerator and a stove. Just like the boys and girls have at home. I think it makes them feel that they are more at home. They have things like mothers here.
So that they can play in this area.
Yes, they can play here and make believe and pretend they're at home.
Do you have bathrooms?
We certainly do.
I'd like to see them.
Right over here.
Seems like a long way to the bathroom, Mrs.
Yes,
Hartman.
It is.
Do the children ever run?
Sometimes. You see where we have Raggedy Andy? That's the boys' room. They don't know how to read yet. So we put Raggedy Andy there for the boys.
Could we look in here?
Sure, go right ahead.
Just the right size, a toilet and a sink.
Yes, everything here is just the right size for the boys and girls who come here.
Could we see the girls' room?
It's right here where we have Raggedy Ann.
Raggedy Ann. It's just like the boys' room, isn't it?
Yes. And then there are other bathrooms in the hall for the older boys and girls.
Let's see. Well, it's mighty important to see all these things.
Yes, it is.
What's this?
Oh, this is our special cake. Every boy and girl has a birthday, and on their special day, they wear a crown all day. Mm-hmm. And then at milk time, we light the candles.
Oh, this isn't real.
Oh, no, this is make-believe.
But you light the candles for...
And sing happy birthday. We do this at their snack time.
So you do have things to eat in kindergarten.
Oh, yes, we have snacks. And on their special day, sometimes the mothers bring something in for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we make things also in the cafeteria. Would you like to go and see that?
I'd like to.
All right.
Wanna
right
see
this way.
As much as I can here in this school.
And this is our lunchroom where the older boys and girls eat their lunches.
Looks dark in here.
Well, it is because school hasn't opened yet, and the cafeteria workers aren't here yet either.
I see.
This is the kitchen.
Oh, this is beautiful.
It is nice.
That a stove there?
That's the stove. Cabinets, sinks, pots and pans.
Oh, yeah.
Just like home. And then we have the refrigerator.
Well, that's a fancy refrigerator.
It's a nice big one to hold lots of things, lots of good things to eat. We have fruit and milk, fruit juice in there.
I bet you drink a lot of milk in this school, huh?
Yes, we certainly do, because there's a lot of hungry boys and girls and thirsty boys and girls.
Oranges and bananas?
For the snacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never seen a refrigerator like that.
Well, it's a little different. Each school has a different cafeteria. Different things about it, just like every home's a little bit different.
But every school has teachers who care.
Yes, we certainly do.
Well, I'm glad to have been able to see this.
Oh, we're certainly glad you could too.
There's a lot to see in a big building like this.
Well, I think you've seen everything that a kindergarten child would see.
Mm-hmm. I hope I can come back tomorrow and see the first grade then.
Well, I hope you will come back, and I'll introduce you to the first grade teacher. I'll meet you right here.
Good. Thanks, Miss Hartman.
Thank you very much for coming.
See
bye now.
Bye-bye. Looks like everybody's getting ready for school. If you know anybody who's going to kindergarten, you can tell them about what we just saw. And tomorrow we'll go back and see what the first grade is like. Right now, I'd like to have some make-believe. Get the trolley. Hey, trolley. Why don't we just pretend that the trolley is a school bus? That would be good. In fact, I made these out of cardboard. See? Just some windows and an engine up in the front. Made two of them so that we could put them on either side of the trolley with a string in between. You could change some of your toys like that, too. Yeah, just put a cover on them like that. Okay, now, if there's a school bus in the neighborhood of make-believe, what do you think the people there will want to build? Neighborhood of make-believe.
And the king went on many adventures because he liked to do many, many things. I like stories about kings.
You'll be one yourself someday. What, Trolley? Is that you?
Trolley's pretending to be a school bus.
Oh, that's a good costume, Trolley.
I want Mom and Dad to see this.
You want to go get them?
Sure. Please wait here, Trolley.
Hi, Handyman Negri.
Hi, Lady Evelyn. Say, what's this on the trolley track?
Take a good look.
Well, it looks like the trolley dressed up like a school bus.
Prince Tuesday liked it so much, he went to get his dad and mother.
Oh, here they come.
Ladies and gentlemen, trolley, school bus.
See what I mean, Dad?
Oh, you're absolutely right, son. Who authorized this to run on the trolley track?
Oh, Uncle Fred, it's just the trolley with a school bus costume on it.
Oh, but if there's a school bus, there needs to be a school.
Oh, could we have a school, Daddy? Could we please?
That would be a great idea.
And all the children could go to it.
You could learn to read books for yourself, Tuesday.
Oh, I'd like that.
I remember my school in Westwood. We learned so many wonderful things.
Are you ready for a commission, Lady Eberlin and Handyman Negri?
Of course, Your Majesty.
I hereby commission you both to build an appropriate school for the children of this vicinity.
Oh, that's
a great idea, King Friday.
In 3 days.
In 3 days?
Build a whole school in 3 days?
That's the commission.
But we don't even know where to build it.
You may build it any place, just so long as it's the best place.
Well, we'd better get moving.
My part is over. I shall look for the results then. Farewell.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, son. I trust that you will be a credit to your line. Yes, farewell.
Farewell, Uncle Fred.
Oh, my, there's lots to be done.
In 3 days?
Well, the first thing is to find a place for the school.
Right.
Yes, well, you can call us if we can be of help to you.
Oh, we will, Aunt Sarah, we will.
And I'll get ready for school now.
Yes, I want to tell you more about my school days, son.
Oh, good, good. Bye, Lady Eberlin.
Bye-bye, Tuesday.
Bye, Handyman Negri.
Goodbye, Prince Tuesday.
Bye, Aunt Sarah.
Thank you, my dear. Come along, Prince
Tuesday.
Well,
Trolley, we started something.
Something good in 3 days.
Let's check out sites right around here first.
Why don't we just interview anyone we can find at home?
Good. I'll go first to Corny at the factory.
And I'll go over to see Lady Elaine.
And suppose we meet later by the tree.
Good idea.
Corny? Cornflake especially?
Why, Lady Eberlin, you're looking mighty fit.
Oh, I hope so, Corny. Handyman Negri and I have to build a school in 3 days.
You want to build it here?
Well, we don't know where the best place would be.
Well, there's lots to learn in the factory. I could teach the people how to make rocking chairs, so that would always come in handy.
That's true. My only concern about having the school here all the time is that I just don't see enough space for a playground.
Well, you're right. A school needs a playground. I remember my days at school. I loved playing in the playground. Of course, I loved the rocking chairs, too. Always have.
Well, wherever we have the school, I'm sure that the teacher will want you to come sometime and talk about making rocking chairs.
Oh, that'll be just fine. I'm always glad to pass the rocking chair word along.
Well, this museum is certainly the best place for a school. After all, look at all the displays I have inside. I've got dinosaurs and bones and antique telephones and bells and headrests and radiator covers. I mean, what more could you ask? I even have a television studio in here.
Well, I'm just concerned about the space for the playground.
Nonsense. Who needs a playground anymore at school? There are too many important things to learn. Fooey with play.
Well, that may be your idea, Lady Elaine.
I've got the best ideas of all. I mean, this will be the
best place. Okay, well, We'll let you know where we decide to put it.
Okay, but this is it. I mean, I think this...
Oh, it's a wonderful idea. And we'd all be so happy for Anna to have a school.
Do you have any suggestions as to the best place to have the school?
Well, maybe some other place than right around here. Children often like to go off to school. It makes them much more like they're going off to work, like their parents do.
You're a wise person, Dr. Bill.
Well, I just try my best to understand children. Elsie, Jean, and I are so pleased with the way that Anna is growing.
I think I would like to go to school if I'm not too shy.
Where do you think would be a good place to build it?
Oh, I guess you need a lot of space, don't you?
I think so.
I'll give it some thought.
Thanks, Daniel.
Did you hear about the plans for building the school?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Build it, meow.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just not sure.
Hi. Oh, hi. Did you hear about the plans for the new school?
Oh, yeah, but where is it going to be?
We're trying to decide that right now.
Meow, welcome, meow, 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 meow house.
Why, Henrietta, that's awfully kind of you.
It sure is. Oh, hi,
hi
Henry.
How are you doing? Any good ideas?
Lots of them. But I think we ought to try someplace else.
Perfect.
Else.
There's plenty of room out there if Harry, Elizabeth, Cow, and Don Quixote aren't using it all for the farm.
You just let us know if we can help. I mean, I'll be glad to teach about Benjamin Franklin. I know lots of things.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you yeah, two you are do. So helpful. We'll keep you posted.
Good idea.
Off to someplace else.
Someplace else. Meow,
meow, meow, meow. Wonderful idea, meow.
I just never thought about that myself. I mean, you never know what ideas you'll come up with, Harriet.
Well, sometimes you have to.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I mean, do you think anybody would want to come, though?
Well, you never know unless you ask. I mean, if there's a school bus, there certainly should be something.
Hi, Harriet.
Hi.
Oh, well, hello.
Who's here?
What a pleasant surprise.
I'll say.
I'm really glad you two are here because I need your help.
What for?
Well, you've seen the trolley all decked out as a school bus, haven't you?
Oh, well, we certainly have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought if there's a school bus around here, we ought to have a school.
Guess what, Harriet?
What, dear?
King Friday has already commissioned Lady Aberlin and me to build a school anywhere we choose.
Are you being serious?
Very serious.
And I think this would be the best place to have the school. I mean, plenty of place for a playground.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, if you think it's all right, we'll just go tell the king.
What about that? Well, it's certainly fine with me.
Yes, well, I'm a teacher, you know.
A real teacher?
Certified.
Oh, what a great day. Let's go tell the others, Handy.
Okay. Oh, incidentally, we only have 3 days to build it.
Just three days?
Wow.
Boy, that's a lot to do in 3 days.
Hey, listen, anything's possible in someplace else, Donkey.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where are those workers? The king needs a report. Oh, so there you are.
Yes, Uncle Friday, we have some very good news for you.
Oh, you've decided to build the school right here at the castle.
No, sire. As a matter of fact, I think you're going to be in for quite a surprise, King Friday.
Will it be at the factory, or the museum, or the clock, or the tree?
None of those, Uncle Friday.
None?
We've decided to build the school at someplace else.
Someplace else?
Yes, sire.
You mean my son will have to go someplace else to school?
Well, you said we could build it any place, King Friday.
And someplace else seemed like the very best place. In fact, Harriet Elizabeth Cow is a real teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she was going to build a school there anyway, and now we can just all do it together.
Well, this will have to take some getting used to all this, because Trolley got dressed up as a school bus.
Yes, let's get to work.
I'll say.
Someplace else. Well, well, well.
I think we'll just leave this school bus cover on this week. Yeah. I like there to be a school bus in the neighborhood of make-believe. It'd be fun to have a school, too. Okay, trolley. You can pretend about lots of different things and make up lots of different stories. Sure. About cars, buses, schools, houses. Maybe you'd like to think about the things that are different and the things that are the same in schools and homes and buses and cars. What about fish? They're all fish. They're all different. Each one is different. And what about people? Each one of us is different, but each one of us is a person. I like to show you things. And I like to tell you things. I guess you know that that's what school is. Showing and telling and learning things. It is. I have lots of good feelings about that, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that we're friends. It is a good feeling to know that we're friends. And you know I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink.